U.S. military officials this week described the kinds of weaponry they're likely to use in a potential war against Iraq. An air attack would rain down everything from satellite-guided thermal bombs to devices that disable computers and power grids. The military is saying it will do all it can to minimize civilian casualties. But as NPR's Eric Nierler reports, weapons are never perfect. Human error, bad intelligence, even a cloudy day can send them astray.
In the 1991 Gulf War, the U.S. hit Iraq with thousands of smart weapons that used video cameras and lasers to hit their targets. Televised images of these weapons made the real-life conflict seem like a video game war. Robert Martinage is senior analyst at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment in Washington. He says these precision-guided weapons hit their targets with far greater accuracy than conventional bombs.
There are laser-guided bombs, which home in on a spot of laser energy, and the sensor in the weapon looks for that spot of energy and homes in on it.
U.S. military officials say that up to 70% of the bombs they may use in another Gulf War will be precision-guided. They've even converted some dumb bombs into smart bombs with a $20,000 upgrade kit. Military planners also have new types of weapons that were first deployed in the Balkans and Afghanistan. Martinich says one such weapon, called an electric power distribution munition, can knock out a whole power grid. This bomb scatters spools of carbon strands over a target.
And as the spools are falling, the filaments disperse into the wind and go everywhere over that general area where they're released. So imagine a power station, the transformers and everything within the building get contaminated, the power lines get covered with this stuff, and you have a lot of electrical arcing, which damages and, you know, temporarily disrupts the flow of electricity.
The U.S. dropped this kind of bomb on Belgrade in the late 1990s, knocking out the city's power. The military has also tested a high-temperature bomb that can incinerate toxic chemicals and biological weapons, making them harmless. Martinage says this bomb blasts through a building and then spews a flammable substance called Vulcan fire.
And it starts to burn, and it releases a tremendous amount of heat. And also, as it's burning, it releases hydrochloric and hydrofluoric acid and gas, which both have antiseptic qualities and could, you know, further decontaminate the environment.
So the goal of this weapon is to destroy and clean up any toxins before they escape. But the more complex the weapon, the more ways it can fail. Thick clouds and smoke can block laser guidance systems. And electronic jamming devices, which Iraq has reportedly purchased from Russia, can throw off satellite-guided weapons. And then there's the human factor. Michael Levy, a military analyst at the Federation of American Scientists, says that smart weapons are only as smart as the people who have selected the targets.
Either not having the intelligence that you need to execute the attack, or having incorrect intelligence and bombing a facility that may not be a hostile facility, that may be a civilian facility. There's definitely that danger, and mistakes like that quite well could happen.
One such mistake occurred during the air campaign against Serbia in 1999. The U.S. dropped a smart bomb on the Chinese embassy in Belgrade because of bad information from the Central Intelligence Agency. And just last year in Afghanistan, a U.S. ground spotter relayed the wrong coordinates from a satellite-guided weapon launched from a jet fighter. The bomb nearly killed Hamid Karzai, an ally at the time and now the country's president. Michael Levy says the biggest barrier the U.S. faced in Afghanistan was its inability to locate targets.
We didn't miss Osama bin Laden because of lack of powerful enough weaponry. We missed him because we didn't know where he was. And the barriers are similar in Iraq. We may have the weapons to penetrate underground bunkers, but it's very hard to find them.
In a news conference Thursday night, President Bush said he would do everything possible to avoid civilian casualties if the U.S. goes to war in Iraq. Retired General Thomas Raim, who commanded the 1st Infantry Division in the 1991 Gulf War, says the new high-tech weapons in the U.S. arsenal could help achieve that goal. But they can do only so much.
Regardless of how our technology is or how precise our munitions are, there are risks that you're going to get collateral damage and civilian casualties. If that target is that important and you want to go take it out, somebody's going to get hurt.
U.S. officials say they plan to drop 3,000 precision-guided bombs on Iraq during the first 48 hours of a conflict. That's about 10 times the number dropped during the opening days of the 1991 Gulf War. Eric Nierler, NPR News, Washington.